The head of a secretive Australian spy agency is speaking publicly today for the first time. The Australian Secret Intelligence Service, or ASIS, collects intelligence from secret agents overseas. It's been running for 60 years, but its existence was a secret, even from federal MPs, for the first two decades of its life. Its budget has more than tripled since September the 11th. It's unclear why the agency is speaking out now, but analysts say it signifies more transparency in intelligence. Tom Nightingale reports.
Director General of ASIS is Nick Warner. He's the only staff member at the agency who can be publicly identified. Even former staff can't be named once they leave. Dr. John Blaxland isn't a former ASIS agent, but he dealt with the agency in a former role as a military intelligence officer.
The thing is that this is a secret organisation, and it's secret for a very good reason. This is about protecting information that, if it was to get out there, would cause significant problems.
Now, Dr. John Blaxland is a senior fellow at the Strategic Studies and Defence Centre at the Australian National University.
Founded as a collector of secret foreign intelligence, primarily in the Asia-Pacific region, it's modelled and grew out of its British counterpart, the UK SIS. Look, for a long time this was a secret organisation in the sense that it was not just called a secret intelligence organisation, but it actually was secret. People didn't know of its existence. But of course that changed when there were some goings-on that became quite public.
The Whitlam government set up a Royal Commission into Intelligence Services in the 1970s. That led to the existence of ASIS being made public decades after it began operating. A few years later, an exercise at a Melbourne hotel turned into a debacle.
The Sheraton Hotel incident occurred when they conducted an exercise that really went beyond what they should have. They exercised without having checked correctly with the authorities. They hadn't advised the police correctly. They hadn't advised the hotel. Basically a fiasco.
Dr. John Blaxland says ASIS and other agencies are now far more accountable than in that era.
It was definitely noted internationally, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, this is more an embarrassment than anything else. Nobody died. A lot of people got embarrassed. There's a lot of egg on faces. But essentially, it was an incident that triggered reform. And the way I see it, the end result of it was quite constructive.
ASIS is one of six intelligence and security agencies. Andrew Davies is with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
Their focus is what's called human intelligence, or human in the business. They run agents, they collect information through human means, basically, interacting with people.
Andrew Davies feels the agency is making its first public address because it's time to do so.
I'm usually somebody who's fairly cynical about the machinations of government agencies here in Canberra, but in this particular case, I don't think so. I really think it is a case of it's time to put a statement on the public record. I don't think there's anything more to it than that.
Dr. John Blaxland agrees.
You know, I guess in this day and age, there's all organisations have to do a little bit of PR, and that's in one sense understandable. There is a lot of legislative changes being proposed at the moment that affect a number of organisations, and maybe this is related to that.
In a statement released to journalists ahead of the speech, Nick Warner says he thinks it's time to shed some light on the work the agency does. Andrew Davies says it's very different to the public perception.
Well, I think the movies take a lot of license and they make the business look considerably more glamorous and less stressful than it actually is.
This afternoon, the reality might become a little more clear.
Tom Nightingale.